This is news and a little bit about economics. As I promised, I'm not going to give a sermon on economics until around the inauguration day. And there will be lots to talk about by that time. So I'll just mention a little bit here. But I didn't say I wouldn't write about it. So I'm going to write a little bit about it in the coming letter. But also, Bob Ellsworth, who helped get us in touch with a printer in China for the Bible, he has a setup, because he's been a bookseller in the past, where he has an 800 number, and he also can process credit cards. So if you look in the Bible, right toward the front, you will see that there is an 800 number listed called York Publishing Customer Services there on the inside of the Bible, Roman numeral page 3, right at the beginning of the Bible. Now, Bob Ellsworth has also sold books in the past through different publications, and he also has advertised them and sold them through Biblical Archaeological Review. And combined with that, Leon Ritchie called me because he's advertised his wares in Washington Times, and he knows the fellow, and he actually gave John, the head of advertising, a Bible. He mailed one to him. And John, I talked to him, he loves it, and so forth. So, yes, he gave him a leather one. And that's fine. Sometimes there's a good investment for a purpose. So, anyway, Leon has said a couple of times, well, why don't you advertise the Bible in the Washington Times? And, oh, no. No. And he said, about the third or fourth time, he says, well, what if I can get you a really, really good rate? So I said, all right, find out what it is. So he got the rate of $1,000 for a full-page ad for the middle spread in Washington Times. So couldn't turn that down. So we advertised the Bible there. And I'm going to send you a copy of what the ad looks like. So I'm going to send a copy to everyone. So what we did, we got 3 weeks in a row, put it on credit card so it could be paid by the funds coming in. And we've already paid the $3,000 for that. We've covered the cost of the books and cost of the Bibles and cost of the mailing and cost of the ad. And all of the money that came in went to York Publishing. Now, the reason we have York Publishing is very simple. People in the world do not like to write a church that they know nothing about to get something from them, because if they're in traditional Christianity, you all fit into the category of Mormons and Jehovah's Witnesses and Pentecostals, you see. So there is a proper psychology to that. Comment was made that if they get on a church list, they're going to get a monthly letter asking for money. See? So we've had a really good response. So they came back and said, do you want another 3 weeks? So I said, okay, we'll take another 3 weeks because that'll take us through close to Christmas. All right. For the fifth and sixth week, we changed the ad. Now, you'll get a black and white copy of it, but it is really beautiful. So if you want to see it in its full blossoming colors, buy the Washington Times this next couple of weeks, and you will see the ad there. I even got a request for a second Bible from a woman who said, the Bible is so good that I want to buy one for my pastor. And I thought, uh-oh, circulation of the Washington Times is 100,000, 79,000 on a mailing list, and 21,000 to newsstands. It's conservative. And the very first order that I got was from Pennsylvania, you know, that nasty, nasty state where the people cling to their Bibles and guns. So things are going so well, and Bob is getting plenty enough orders, so he said, Fred, said, I used to advertise in Biblical Archaeological Review, and there may be some people who would be more readily to order it, plus it is a magazine with a circulation of 200,000 rather than 100,000, and it goes to colleges, it goes to seminaries, it goes to theologians, it goes to people all interested in Bible topics. And when he was selling Ernest Martin's books, he got great returns for it. So I said, okay, Bob, you're persuasive. Check and find out what kind of price we can get. So he got us a price for a full-page ad in Biblical Archaeological Review for $2,200. And that is a slick cover, slick page, very nice magazine, and it's a kind of magazine that'll stick around. It's a kind of magazine that are also on the coffee tables of doctors and dentists and things like that, especially if they're SDAs. So what we did was this, because he knows the audience, and let me read to you what we have on the first ad for the Washington Times, and then how we altered it just a little bit because of the people that we are dealing with. Right there in the first sentence. The Holy Bible in its original order is an extraordinary Bible, unique in two ways. First, it is the only complete Bible ever published that accurately follows the original God-inspired manuscript order of all the books of the Old and New Testaments, which is true. And that's also on the back of the box. Now, here's how we altered it for the bar audience, Biblical Archaeological Review. The Holy Bible in its original order is an extraordinary Bible, unique in two ways. First, it is the only complete Bible ever published with both Old and New Testaments that accurately follows the original canonical manuscript order. Those are the key words that are necessary for that audience. So I thought Bob's suggestion was good. So we're going to go ahead with that for $2,200. It will be in the January-February issue of Biblical Archaeological Review. And because of these ads going out, $89.95 plus $5 shipping and handling, we took the $50 for a leather Bible ad off the website for a suggested donation of $50, because we are also sending two flyers with the Bible. Number one, free book offer. Have you met the real Jesus? Now, Phil Neal, who's our editor, is also an ad writer, so he's done a good job with these things, okay? Who was Jesus Christ of Nazareth? Who killed him and why? Why did he have to face such a horrible, humiliating, cruel death by beating, scourging, and crucifixion? What is the true account of his death and resurrection? Then we have just a little rework on what is on the back of the day Jesus Christ died. Then, the second flyer. Message from Fred Coulter, publisher of the Holy Bible in its original order. Looking for a place where you can get the truth of the Bible? Question mark. Is your church plagued by politics, human agendas? Ever feel like something's missing, that you're just not getting the spiritual food you need? If so, try www.cbcg.org. No politics, no hidden agenda. Pure biblical-based teachings, true sola scriptura. Hundreds of downloadable MP3 audio sermons and Bible studies. Numerous Bible studies such as on baptism, love, Hebrews, Revelation, Hebrew calendar, law and commandments of God, nature of God. Up-to-date sermons on what is happening in the news, transcript sermons, thought-provoking booklets and articles, all downloadable. Updated studies on prophecy and key world events. Free books you can order, studies for children and teens, because we have on there coloring book pages, we have them downloadable on the website, and we get a lot of people going there. So we'll see what happens with that, and what is really good about it is that it will cost the church nothing to do this, and we can reach new people on their money, which is a whole lot easier than trying to buy broadcast time and things like that on radio or television. Now also, for those of you who are aware of the Logos company up in Bellingham, Washington. I made a trip up there, as you know, about 6 weeks ago to talk to Phil Spinelli, and they are examining the Bible to put on their very powerful Bible references and collections of Bibles. So any of you who are familiar with Logos know what a powerful thing that is. And they have 600,000 members. Now, if they put it on, we give them license to put it on, and they pay us a fee for every CD they sell. So that will come back to York Publishing. But it will be out there in a form to reach 600,000 people if necessary. They also like the harmony of the Gospels, and my one requirement was, please keep all the pages as they are in the harmony. So right now, John and Heidi Vogely, who have been the ones who have formatted all the pages of the Bible, they have all the digital files of all the books and everything up there. They are working on a digital file for Logos, so we'll have to pay something to get it on there. But they're a non-profit organization, but for whatever cost it will be to be on there, if you figure, well, the Bible will cost $5,000 to put on there, well, you figure to reach 600,000 people because they update it and send it to everyone on their list. Okay, that's pretty cheap advertising to get the thing in their hands. Plus, it also gives us with conforming digitally now, now we can help solve the problem of digital downloads anywhere in the world can be handled, because now we will have the digital ability to do it separate from them, because we're providing the digital file for them to use. So John and Heidi Vogely are working on it. We want to have it exactly like the Harmony is, and Phil Spinelli saw the pictures, he saw the charts, he saw everything there, and he said, you know, one of the first questions that everybody asks is the 3 days and three nights. And this is the only harmony of the gospel to do it rightly. And he was overwhelmed when he saw all the proofs of when Jesus was born. See, in addition to the biblical and calendar proofs, there are 8 historical proofs that follow the chronology right down to when Jesus was born. And so I think that will be a very popular item on there. Plus, if the fees are low enough, we'll go ahead and get all of our books on there. Cold Holidays, God Holy Days, Witch. And by the way, I want to mention, I want you to reread that book if you haven't, since you got the second edition. This book is by far the most important book for people starting out to really begin to understand, because it is not put in an evangelistic way until the very end, but it lays out everything as to why in this postmodern world we are the way we are, why we are confronted with so many lies in government, the pulpit, and schools, and in, yes, our own lives. Why we have such confusion and wretchedness, see? And hardly anybody understands that it's because the world is following Satan, the devil, and not God. Because Satan comes along and says, oh, isn't this nice and lovely? Oh, let's have a wonderful time for the children on Christmas. Isn't that nice? We get them gifts and, oh, they can have such a wonderful time. But it's based on a lie. Based on a lie. And regardless of how many good things you do based on a lie, it ain't going to work. So this book is really by far the most important book for anyone to have, and new people as well. Now, one more thing on Logos and the Bible. We're taking all of the commentaries that we either had to edit down dramatically or could not include in the Bible. We're going to include that on the electronic version that we are sending to Logos. And we're also going to make another, and I think it will be Appendix Z, Paul's difficult scriptures, understanding Paul's difficult to understand scriptures. That will be there. So it will be approximately, I would say, 1,500 pages that they will have instead of the 1,410 that we now have. But once we get all the typos and once we get everything set digitally, then we will make a CD available for everybody. Whatever the initial cost, once Logos has it up and out for sale, they pay us. So all that money will come back into a Bible fund for further publication. And also, it's very important to have the Bible, the book, rather than just the digital thing. Because they now know if you spend too much time at a computer, which can be very helpful in studying and doing things, without a doubt, but if that's all you ever do, you become addicted to it, you become hypnotized to it, and you really do not have the mental retention of it, nor the meditative thoughts that you have while you are reading from a page from a book. That's very important. Okay, now, since we have so many difficult things, we do need a little humor in these depressing times that we're in, so we'll have a couple of humorous things today, since this is in the way of news, and the sermon will be in addition to it. And the title is Getting Married in Heaven. On their way to get married, a young Catholic couple was involved in a fatal car wreck. They both died. The couple then found themselves sitting outside the pearly gates waiting for St. Peter to process them into heaven. While waiting, they began to wonder, could they possibly get married in heaven? When St. Peter arrived, they asked him, and St. Peter said, I don't know. This is the first time anyone has asked. Let me go find out. And he left. And the couple sat and waited for an answer for a couple of months. While they waited, they discussed the pros and cons. If they were allowed to get married in heaven, should they get married? What would the eternal aspect of it all mean? What if it doesn't work? Are we stuck in heaven together forever? Another month passed. St. Peter finally returned, looking somewhat bedraggled. Yes, he informed the couple, you can get married in heaven. Great, said the couple, but we were just wondering, what if things don't work out? Could we also get a divorce in heaven? And St. Peter, red-faced with anger, slammed his clipboard on the ground. What's wrong? Asked the frightened couple. Aw, come on, St. Peter shouted. It took me 3 months to find a Catholic priest up here. Do you have any idea how long it will take me to find an attorney? One more cheer on a dark winter day. Old golfers never die, they just lose their ball. Arthur is 90 years old. He's played golf every day since his retirement 25 years ago. I wonder if he's working for GM at 75% full salary. One day he arrives home looking downcast. That's it, he tells his wife. I'm giving up golf. My eyesight has gotten so bad that once I hit the ball, I can't see where it went. His wife sympathizes and makes him a cup of tea. As they sit down, she says, why don't you have your brother with you and give it one more try? That's no good, sighs Arthur. My brother's 103. He can't help. He may be 103, says his wife, but his eyesight is perfect. So the next day, Arthur heads off to the golf course with his brother-in-law. He tees up, takes a mighty swing, squints down the fairway. He turns to his brother-in-law and says, did you see the ball? His brother-in-law replied, of course I did. I have perfect eyesight. Where did it go? Says Arthur. I can't remember. Now, I have another report which I'll cover when I talk about the economy, which shows that they've already printed the Amero currency, and there are some actual pictures of it that are available. So as I write in my letter, even though I gave the sermon on the coming single global currency, the question is, which will come first? It may be the Amaro. And then we'll be in for Mexamericana. All right. No comments about Obama. I'll save all of those for a little later. But one thing for sure, ain't ever been a president so ill-experienced, ill-equipped, surrounded by so many corrupt people, to begin his administration with a scandal before he's even inaugurated. That's not to let anybody else off the hook, like I wrote in the letter that you're going to get with this material. George Bush opened the door for the United States of Socialist America, and Obama's going to finish it. That's with all these government takeovers of business and everything. Okay, so much. I better stop now or I'll get into economics. For our overseas offices, please check our website, www.cbcg.org.